Delighted to have John Kopis with us on Trot Radio. John has got three candidates going into the eliminations for the Upper Canada Cup to be held this weekend at Georgian Downs. Welcome to Trot Radio, John.
Thank you, Norm.
Let's take a look at your three entrants. Let's start with OSS gold winner and finalist in the superfinals last year, that being Keystone Raptor. You have to like the way he performed in his three-year-old unveiling in the division of the Bud Light at Flamborough. How did he come out of that race?
He seemed to come out of it in very good shape, Norm. Yes, we were very pleased with the way he raced. Jack raced him, you know, rather carefully because, after all, it is a long year. And we were all very happy with his performance.
You know, out of the three divisions, the one that Keystone Raptor has entered in, I guess you could say is maybe the softest, and that's not a bad thing. But if there's a dark horse to watch out for, would that be Brody Song? He was unraced at two, and a Zeron-trained horse by Cam Luck, really showing some signs of his performance in the Ontario Spring Series, is any indication.
Yeah, he looks like he's rounding into a nice kind of a horse, definitely. But there's a couple of others in there that have got me a little more concerned than him at the moment, and that's Red Bugler off the rail, and BP Chimo, I believe, got the seven hole. And,
right.
You know, they, of course, Bugler's never really competed with these type of horses before, but he looked very impressive the other day when they qualified him.
Yeah, he went gate to one.
Chimo, of course, was a very good colt last year.
Yeah, and Red Bugler took a mark of 51-3, rather 51-2 last year at Woodbine in an overnight event. So yeah, it doesn't look like they're all that tough on paper, but really, if you think about it, may not be just a cakewalk for Keystone Raptor, who's got some impressive credentials, of course. Earnings just shy of $200,000. How do you think his chances are going in?
Oh, I like them very much, especially with the post position draw. The three-hole, I think, is really going to work to our advantage because Jack's, you know, can kind of keep an eye on what's going on when the wings fold and take it from there.
Let's take a look at one of your other entrants, Ships Extravaganza. Now, this one's been lightly used, only eight lifetime starts, five of them this year. What's been the story on this gelding?
Well, he's been a little bit of a problem up to this point, and no fault of his own. We've encountered a lot of problems with sickness with our colt earlier this year, and last year the reason we only raced him a few times is because he got a little off on us behind, and we quit with him. But he's a bit of an unknown quantity. I have always thought he was a very, very good colt, and unfortunately with the sickness and everything, he hasn't really been able to demonstrate that. Now, he did race quite a bit better Monday night, and we've, as you can see, have him on Lasix now because he did start to bleed on us.
That's
so
right.
I'm looking for this colt to step up and race very well on Saturday night.
Well, he's had five starts this year, three of them in the money, and he's edging awfully close to breaking his maiden. We'll see how he does. He's got his work cut out for him against the likes of last year's Battle of Waterloo champ. Well, there you go. But that's racing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's why you make them race them. You never know.
That's right. Let's talk about Grin for Money, who draws post seven in its particular division. What a great story this is for the first-time owners of the Grin for Money stable. They were part of that program put out last year in which you try and introduce new owners or new people as first-time owners. You've got to be delighted with how this horse did last year and the fact that he took a mark of 153-1. You know, I wish my first horse did that.
That makes two of us. Yeah, he trained down. He acted like a very, very good colt racing day one, and unfortunately for all of us, he ended up developing pneumonia there last summer. I guess that was late July, early August, and ever since then we've had some issues with him as far as his breathing. And that was the case at Flamborough, his first start. We scoped him afterwards because he raced what I considered quite flat for him. And he was very congested. Worked on him all this week, and looks as though we've got him cleaned up, so hopefully he'll race to his capabilities on Saturday.
Well, he seems to have a lot of heart when you think about it. He came home in 28-3, paced his mile in 54-1, and you said he was congested.
Yeah, well, you know, I said for a long, long time that this colt, until he got sick, I think was probably the best two-year-old I'd ever trained. And, you know, hopefully his sickness won't prevent him from going on and proving me correct.
Well,
I'd like to be right once in my life. But,
well, you've been right a few times, and it's worked out very well for you. Listen, I can't let you go without doing a bit of nostalgia here, because, number one, I'm from London. Your dad, Jack Copas, spent much of his career there. Still lives in the area, right, in Ilderton?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I grew up as a kid watching him race horses like Kiwanzuno, Celerina, the diminutive gelding, Springfield, and, of course, Superwave. So I guess my question is, what's your favorite Superwave moment?
Well, to be very honest with you, my favorite Superwave moment was when he was a two-year-old and he won the Battle of Saratoga at Saratoga, New York. That was really exciting for myself, and I'm sure it was for my mom and dad and the voices, because you know, that was the first time he tackled the best two-year-olds in North America, and he went down there and he defeated them. So that was a very exciting moment. He was such a great horse, but that's the one that really sticks out with me.
I'll give you my one Superwave moment. You know, as a kid, I remember your dad and the boys as being kind enough to race him in a preferred event at London. There was no wagering on Superwave, but, you know, they wanted to put him out there for the local fans. It was in the winter. And, of course, you know, the track record for age pacers was Replica Herbert 202-4. It stood for years. And Replica Herbert got that record on a very nice temperate night, I remember, because I was there. Anyways, your dad just jogs with Superwave, paces a mile in 203-3, and I can still remember, and it was my first introduction into how tough harness racing fans can be, the folks in the crowd wanted to see a record. Now, you know, they didn't realize that, look, it's March or whatever it was. You can't expect a horse to go that fast. And as many as people as there were clapping in appreciation, there was still the odd raspberry because he didn't break the record. And I sit there going, what is wrong with you people? It was a great moment.
That's fans of any sport for you.
Yeah, I
guess. They can be a little fickle at times. But I remember that day very well myself.
Yeah, it was in the winter, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And I believe it tied in with the March of Dimes.
Oh, yeah.
Because my parents, there's a picture at home with a young boy in a wheelchair in the winner's circle that day.
That's probably right, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it tied in with the March of Dimes at that time.
Is this a great game or what?
It really is. It you know, people don't realize how benevolent horsemen are, not only to themselves, but to everyone. And if there's a worthy cause, boy, they're the first ones to jump in. You know, it's a credit to our industry. It really is.
Well, John Copas, best of luck this weekend in the eliminations of the...
I have a question for you, Norm.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember all those races? How the hell old are you?
Actually, I'm 53, but I've got a memory like a steel trap when it comes to this game because I'm a harness racing nerd.
Yeah. Well, you're 3 years younger than I am, anyway.
Okay. Well, listen, John, best of luck this weekend in the eliminations for the Upper Canada event at Georgian Downs. I can remember what happened 30 years ago. I can't remember the name of the track. Anyway, best of luck. Thank you for being on Trot Radio.
My pleasure, Norm.